Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to open the doors to higher vibrational states by becoming super aware of the detrimental effects moaning and complaining has on your vibration and what you attract into your life. I am Solara Starr, your law of attraction coach and mentor, and I love helping you master your manifestations and your life. And that is why, my friends, today we are going to be exploring how moaning and complaining serve nothing other than to attract more negative energy into our lives. And let's face it, right? We're all human. We're all going to find times and things to moan and complain about. And that's normal. However, if you find yourself moaning and complaining more often than not, you may find this will have a detrimental impact on your manifestation practice. So today is an opportunity to cultivate awareness, to take a little bit of time to reflect and remind yourself that what you focus on grows. And when we take part in these kind of habits like moaning and complaining, because let's face it, it can become habitual, there's certain hormones that are excreted when we moan and complain, and we actually become addicted to those hormones, which means we just want to moan and complain more and more and more. But when we take part in these habits, we emit a lower vibrational frequency, and that frequency then attracts more of the same back to us. So even more lack, even more dissatisfaction. And it may feel good at the time to have a good old moan and complain, but long term, they not only dampen our spirits and lower our vibration, but they also act as beacons drawing similar energies towards us. Because we know, and as the law of attraction states, like energy attracts like energy. And our focus on complaining and grievances amplifies the presence of them in our reality. You might be nodding your head here going, I know, but I've just fallen into this trap of moaning and complaining, and but I've got good reason to moan and complain, you might be saying. He said, or she said, or they did, or I haven't got, or whatever it might be. There's always going to be things we can find, right, to moan or complain about. But the point in this show today is to bring your attention to excessive moaning and complaining. And you'll know the difference between excessive moaning and complaining versus having a good old purge, being totally open about your feelings and allowing yourself to express some of your deeper emotions in a healthy way versus that energy of moaning, complaining, criticizing, judgment, whatever it might be. So as I'm talking, you may become aware of where you've potentially been doing that. It may be something that's more of a lifelong habit for you, or it may be something that you've been doing a little bit more of lately than what you normally do. Either way, it doesn't matter. I am here working as a conduit, if you like, for the universe to remind you that you can change this and amplify the presence of something way more positive into your life. So emotionally, constant moaning, complaining, criticism, focusing on what's bad, it creates a cycle of negativity. And of course, that just perpetuates the feelings of discontent, more to moan and complain about, more to criticize, more frustration, more victimhood. And this emotional state not only affects our mental well-being, But it also seeps into our interactions with ourselves, with other people, impacting our relationships, and then, of course, having a knock-on effect in wider social groups. So this is like a really important conversation that we're having today, and I need reminding of this just as much as I'm reminding you of this. I'm sitting here going, yep, I know, I know. Oh gosh, it's an interesting navigation life, isn't it? But just remember though that the energy we emit through the moaning, the complaining, the criticizing, the scrutiny, it influences the outcomes that we then attract into our life. So it's okay to do that. It's okay to crack on and moan and complain as much as we like. However, it will have a direct and very detrimental impact onto our mental health, our physical well-being, and so much more. Because remember, the universe responds to our dominant vibration. And that will only bring more circumstances and more opportunities that align with that energetic frequency, whether it be positive or negative. So, by spoon feeding negativity, by complaining, by moaning, all these things, we inadvertently draw more situations that reinforce our discontent, creating a perpetual loop of dissatisfaction. And I personally need to be very aware of this in myself. I spent the first half of my life mainly moaning and complaining, so I'm very good at it, mainly judging and mainly criticizing. It was only a reflection of, my own discontent, of course. It wasn't a reflection of anybody else. However, I know that because I had such a massive part of my life so well programmed into negativity and complaining, that I need to be extra aware of it. And I need to make sure that I do something about it. Well, I can of course stay in the negativity, but I want to live a happy, healthy, positive, free life, feeling good about myself and feeling good about life. And that's not going to come to me if I'm in my old patterns of moaning and complaining. So as much as I am loving sharing this information with you, like I said, it's a great reminder for me too, because I slip into these habits and then I have to just gently guide myself out of it and say, sweetheart, we don't live there anymore. There's so much more to be happy and grateful for than to be sorry for. But if we think about the moaning, the complaining, the criticizing, whatever it might be, on a physical level, the stress and the negativity associated with chronic moaning and complaining absolutely have a detrimental effect on our health. Many studies have shown that sustained negative emotions and sustained negative thoughts, they contribute to increased levels of stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, lactate. And as these are excreted over a long period of time, they weaken our immune system, making us way more susceptible to ill health and a whole host of other things, have been shown to disrupt hormone balance. Because for hormone balance, we need to have the balance of those feel-good hormones, the serotonin, the dopamine, the neuroporeperine, all those things, the oxytocin. So it disrupts it because it creates an imbalance. And many people, including myself, will notice that it impacts cardiovascular health as well. I get palpitations sometimes if I'm overstressed or negative. And, other people have mentioned experiencing similar things, that feeling of the heart racing, or like me, the palpitations. So our emotional state directly affects our physical well-being. Simple as. And what this does is it highlights how the mind and the body and the spirit are completely and utterly interconnected. They're not independent, they're totally and utterly interconnected. So first step one is to become aware of it, right? Like when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think? Do you jump out of bed like a ninja and embrace the day ahead? Or do you moan and complain, oh, it's early and oh, it's cold. Oh God, I've got to do this at this time. And oh God, I've got that on today. And then as you go about your day, whether it's with your work colleagues or your family or your friends, whatever it is that you do, do you find yourself being positive and focusing on the good that is happening? Or do you find yourself moaning and complaining and thinking about all the bad that is happening? Now, please be aware, this is not about you judging yourself, whether you have been negative or judgmental or critical. It's not about that. This is simply to bring awareness to it because we're human and we naturally slip into those states. So we're not bad, we're not wrong. The difference is now becoming aware and choosing differently. So consciously shifting our focus towards higher vibrational frequencies, the opposite of whatever the negative might have been. So finding the positives in a situation potentially, focusing on gratitude. Gratitude for where you are right now, gratitude for the blessings that life brings you. This is so important. And of course, more importantly, well, not more importantly, they're all equally as important, but as importantly, I should say, becoming solution orientated. So instead of moaning and complaining, it's finding a solution. And this, my friends, is what is going to help you to keep your vibration high and align yourself with your dreams and your desires. So, redirecting your thoughts and your emotions towards appreciation for the present moment, like right here, right now, wherever you're listening to this podcast. I'm recording this in a different place to my normal place. I'm in my living room. I've got the most beautiful view. I've got the windows wide open. It's a gorgeous day here in the UK. The sun is streaming through the windows. I'm sat on my sofa. I've got Frankie on one side of me, my lovely little dog. My feet are up. I'm having a lovely time. I'm so grateful because in this present moment, there's an abundance of wonderful good feelings that I can tune into. And if you want to practice tuning into good feelings, you can go to the Pivoting podcast that I recorded a few episodes ago. So it's clearly written in the title, so you'll be able to find that with ease. And train yourself to hone in and magnify that of which is good in your life. And that's a really good tip. When you find yourself focusing on the negative, you can ask yourself, what feels good for me right now? What is good in my life? And by doing so, you intercept that negative pattern. And this is one of the most empowering things that you can do. It's changing perspective, it's recalibrating your energetic field, your energy frequency. So that you can be a great attractor of abundance and joy and well-being and anything else that you want to manifest, whether it's peace or stability. So with that, let's take in a nice deep breath together. And take a moment to be really present in your environment, whether you're in the car, in your living room, wherever it might be. Just be really present right here, right now. And ask yourself, what feels good for me right now? What feels good? What feels relaxed? What feels peaceful? What feels calm? Because remember, where attention goes, energy absolutely flows. So your thoughts, your emotions, your words, your actions, your deeds, they shape your reality. And everything that you are thinking right now, everything that you are doing right now is creating the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. And by training ourselves out of the habit of moaning, criticizing, complaining, we absolutely open the doors to higher vibrational states filled with positivity and growth and limitless possibilities. So you can now, if you want to, in your mind, I mean, you might want to close your eyes if you're not driving or operating machinery, or if you are, you can just imagine, obviously, keep yourself safe. So you might want to stop this and do this in a way that you can submerge into the energy of what I'm saying. But you might just want to imagine in your mind that you've got a big long corridor. And there's loads of doors in this corridor. And the areas of your life where you've been moaning, complaining, judging, criticizing, whatever it might be, imagine now that you are taking your power back. You're no longer leaking your energy and you're closing those doors right now. Locking the door, throwing away the key if you need to. And as you do this, notice how empowering this feels. You are consciously choosing to no longer engage in moaning or complaining. This is unnecessary moaning and complaining, remember. And now you can imagine that you've got wonderful, beautiful, new, bright, colorful doors that are ready to be opened. Doors that are empowering and uplifting and positive. Doors that step you into your desired reality, stepping you back into your true creative power. Not allowing yourself to be distracted by minutiae, but allowing yourself to take your power back. Close the doors on old ways of being and thinking and open the doors to new possibilities. Opening the doors to higher vibrational states filled with positivity, growth, and limitless potential. Anyway, my lovely friends, it was a nice quick short show today just to remind you of this. And I'm going to invite you to embark on a one-day awareness exercise with me, where you set the intention at the beginning of the day to become aware of where you moan and complain, where, when, and whom with you're moaning and complaining. And then changing that in real time. Changing it in real time. Interrupting the pattern. Whenever you catch yourself moaning and complaining, consciously pausing. Remembering that you closed that door, that you're leaking energy, that you're wasting precious energy and precious time. All that energy could be used to build your dreams. So whether it be putting on a high vibrational song, redirecting your thoughts maybe to a solution-orientated mindset, or using a positive affirmation to reprogram your subconscious mind, find something that you can use consistently to intercept these negative behaviors. So you can say affirmations like, I attract positivity into my life. I choose to focus on what empowers me. I choose to focus on what brings me joy and peace and strength. And by doing this, you're going to reinforce this positive outlook. Of course, one of my all-time favorites is gratitude journaling as well. So starting your day with the attitude of gratitude, shifting your focus and appreciation to this moment, to what it is that you do have in your life, to all the things that you are grateful for. Because remember, we have way more to be grateful than to be sorry for. So it's been an absolute pleasure to bring this episode to you from the comfort of my living room. I'm not entirely sure what the sound quality is going to be like. But however, does it matter? What matters really is the message. So my dear friends, elevate your vibe, stop complaining, and start manifesting. Take care, sending you bundles of love, and I look forward to being back with you super soon.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.